Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We apparently have Matt Muehlbach on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline here on Bull and Fox. And, of course, he is with the Pac-12 Network. Matt, first of all, welcome to the program. Good to have you on here in Cleveland. Let me ask you about Kevin Porter Jr., because I think many of us were surprised that the Cavs traded back in after they took Dylan Windler at 26. My initial thought was, and I was on the air at that time, I said, too much. Porter's red flags, too much. They went with Windler out of Belmont. But the Cavaliers still liked him enough to get back in at 30. Tell us about Kevin Porter and why maybe some reservations from some teams on him.
Well, first, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I'm out here in very sunny Tucson, Arizona, West Coast country. A little hot out here right now, but it's such an interesting player. I mean, I thought at times last year he was, I mean, maybe the best prospect of any player in the conference, and yet, you know, seemingly had a little bit of an issue with the coach, and. Yeah, and so then kind of the red flags, you know, sort of, you know, personality stuff popped up. But I mean, when you see him play, you know, your initial reaction, I always find it funny when you compare guys, you know, to different people and why there's those comparisons. But his was so obvious. You think of James Harden, you know, because he's left-handed, he's built like Harden, and he kind of plays like him. And so, you know, I mean, you got to be really careful because Harden's obviously an MVP of the league, and Porter's a guy that didn't start for USC. But when he played well, you know, his body, he shot it, you know, 41% from three in college, and that was getting shots, you know, mainly on his own. And so he has that, and that's why teams are interested. I think the difficulty is how do you manage, you know, what you're going to get on the court, off the court, those things. I mean, it, you know, there was rumors that, you know, didn't get along with the coach, and that didn't seem to be great chemistry between the two. So you've got to take that into consideration.
So in terms, he's obviously, I don't even think he's 19 yet. He's young. How immature is he? How much growing up does he have to do? And then obviously it's going to happen quick here. He's now a professional.
Yeah. I think what I like about it is it's kind of a sink or swim, you know, pick. I think it's one of those things where, you know, maybe you know right away, right? You get them into camp, into summer league, and you get – it's funny, like, we would be – I remember when we used to do studio this year and SC was playing, we would all be in the studio and you know, we would sort of say, okay, let's talk about Porter and USC and what's Porter going to do today. Like, he literally might not play, or he might play 10 minutes and have 19 points. And it was almost like, you know, in a way it was really fun to watch that develop every time we did that. Because there were times where he could score 12 points in like 2 minutes. I mean, he would just go nuts. But then there were times, obviously, he wasn't getting the PT. But I just, like I said, I think sometimes those guys, they get in the system, maybe they're misunderstood, maybe the expectations for him were so high, you know, maybe if he's not meeting those, he's, you know, not being himself. And maybe there was a little bit of that. So I don't, you know, it's hard to tell. They didn't, like, I was around that, you know, situation at times, and they didn't really say a whole lot about it. He just showed up when he did, and when he got his time, he went in and produced. He put up points, and so I said, I think summer league's a great mechanism for figuring that out.
Talking to Matt Muehlbach from the Pac-12 Network. So you know, you mentioned that, you know, from a game to game basis, you really didn't know. I mean, how much he would play, obviously how much he would contribute. I read some about, well, practice habits weren't the best. Is that at the core of why him and the coaching staff or the head coach just didn't see eye to eye or what? Because it doesn't seem like there's necessarily a concrete thing why it didn't work out with him and coach.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Like, nothing ever came out, hey, it was this or it was that. And I think that was it. I mean, I think when you get down to it, there were a couple other teams in the conference I remember covering this year, and there was a team in particular, they had sent two starters to the bench, and I knew right away just being a practice that was the reason. And so that typically is. I mean, the only real leverage a coach has is to just sit a guy. And frankly, I think most coaches don't use it enough. And so I think if you're not buying in to everything, and that, I think that's a logical assumption. It may not, I mean, I don't know 100% if that's it, but it's a logical assumption. And if you're not buying in every day in practice, that's the coach's leverage. And, but then he would play, you know, then there would be times he would play. And like I said, was extremely productive. And when he was productive, you know, this is the thing that I think excited you. If you're a scout and you're watching him play, it's not just that he would, like I said, maybe have, you know, 10 points in 2 minutes or something. It's the way he scored, and it's the way he got points and what they looked like. I mean, they looked like NBA moves as a freshman in college, and, you know, they were taking guys off the dribble, dunking on guys, you know, hanging in the air, using his body, you know, great body control, you know, great ball handler. Again, like I said, the comparisons were really kind of startling when you look at him and what's his name from Houston, the lefty, and it just they just look so hard. Close.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know a whole lot about USC's coach. You said maybe he had some issues with the coach there. I'm curious how you think he'll relate to John Beilein, who's a former college coach, you know, and
yeah,
is used to working with young players.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, SC's, you know, they had some older guys this year, so maybe that's why he felt like, you know, he could give them some leverage and put them on the bench. I mean, he had guys that he could bring in. I mean, obviously they weren't a top 10 team, so it wasn't like they couldn't use them. You know, I think Beilein being a college coach, that's maybe a good thing. That's probably a good thing. I Beilein, from everything I hear, I don't know him personally. I think the world of the guy. I mean, my closest friends, in basketball and people that have covered him, just love him and love what he does. And so I think that experience at the college level should certainly help him.
Matt, let me ask you about a guy that was certainly, he's drawn interest. I know fans were talking about this guy quite a bit on draft night and in the lead up, Bol Bol out of Oregon. And well, if he's there at 26, and he was there at 26, he was there at 30, he was there until 44. And
right.
Was this all about the medicals? Because they say that for his size and his skill set, boy, he was extremely talented. Was it all about the medicals with him?
I have to think so. I covered him. I probably had 4 or 5 of his games this year. And, I mean, I thought he was a lottery pick. I mean, at least late lottery. I talked to him. He's a pretty good kid. He's a pretty interesting guy. And the thing you notice about him, even after his injury, he could have shut it down. He could have, you know, checked out of Oregon and not been part of the team. He was awesome. He was part of the team. You know, I would sit next to the coach and had a great attitude. But, you know, he can shoot it from about 23. He's got handles. He's super skilled. He's really skilled on the inside. For a guy that size, it's stunning. Because you usually see, you know, really tall guys like that, their defense is way ahead of their offense. And he was a little bit opposite of that. His offense was so good. And but, you know, he is only, I don't know what the actual weight is, but, you know, he was like 205 pounds or 210. He was really thin. And that's probably a piece of it. And I'm sure NBA guys to some extent wonder, you know, how do you project what he's going to do? But it had to have been the medicals. It had to have been, because I was really high on him. It certainly maybe not a top five pick, but I just thought for sure he was a top 20 pick.
You can catch Matt on the Pac-12 Network. Matt, we appreciate the time. Good stuff there, and continued success. By the way, I know it's a different sport, but I'm guessing every now and then you run into Yogi Roth, so make sure you tell him we said hello. Okay?
We'll say hi to Yogi. Yogi's in Bali right now.
Every time I see him, he's with a surfboard. Nobody gets more out of life than Yogi Roth. Can we agree on that?
That guy's incredible. I think we just feel good talking about him.
So. We're better people because we talked about him. You're right. Hey,
that's
Matt,
right.
Thanks a lot, buddy. We'll hope to do it again soon.
All right, guys.
All right.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Matt Muehlbach from the Pac-12 Network.
Wow, you cut him off.
What is it with me cutting these people out?
He says, really appreciate, as he gets cut off.
Matt Muehlbach on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I didn't know he was going further with that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.